says, command you me, that my hand, command my hand, beseech me. It's his hand. It's not about me, it's his hand flowing through us. It's his hand flowing through our pastors. It's his hand flowing through the praise and worship. It's his mighty hand. The weapons of our warfare today are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Listen, they got some strongholds in our city. They have some strongholds that tries to tear down the house of God, but God lifts up a standard against that devil. Lest God build the house, my heart has been heavy. My spirit has been heavy because God is putting forth his people today. Something that when we were in praise and worship, this is something. When I'm at the prison, this is a lot of time, not every time, but sometime when I start, this is a scripture that just, in John 3:16. This was what came to me in our praise. And now, and I'll tell them, first, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. But instead of stopping there, I want to go further. In the 18th verse of 3, 16, 17, 18, 19, he that believes on him, Jesus, is not condemned. But he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than the light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light lest his deeds should be reproved or examined. But he that doeth the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God. It's wonderful that we know he came into this world to give us everlasting life. But we have to go further and know that there's a dying world out here. And if they have not accepted Christ as their personal Savior, they're dying and going to hell forever. Forever is a long time. That's what it's all about. That's what this church is all about. That's what the churches in this whole area and in the United States and the world is all about. They have a dying world out there that needs Jesus, that needs everlasting life, that if they don't accept him, it plainly says they don't have eternal life. There is no place in the body of Christ. I've got scriptures in Proverbs. I've got scriptures of how God builds up the church and how the church is run and all of that. There is no time for contentions in the house of God. That's what the devil wants. He wants confusion and everything else. But we are determined today that we are walking in unity, one mind and one accord, because it's not about me. It's all about those people that need Jesus. We want to see them come in. Hell is forever. Heaven is forever. But the one thing is, what spirit am I coming from? You know, when you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, those Pharisees and Sadducees, they down Jesus every which way. But he said, you're coming from your father, the devil. Who is your father today? Who is my father today? Am I listening to the Holy Spirit or am I listening to the devil? Listen, there's Holy Ghost people, Holy Ghost filled men and women of God that sometimes we're not always listening to the Holy Spirit. Can someone filled with the Holy Ghost listen to the wrong spirit and go the wrong way? They certainly can. And he came not but to steal, kill, and destroy. That is his job. That's what he's here to do. But Jesus said, though he comes in like a flood, I lift up a standard against him. He's for the house of God. He's the one that puts forth his mighty hand. Apostle Paul said, look, behold their threatenings, Lord. Stretch forth thy hand to heal. It's not our little hands. It's his hand. It's his anointing. And the word says, touch not mine anointing and do my prophets no harm. And I tell you what, God put the house of God in arrangement as he wills. Not as I think it might be, not as I wish it might be. He put it together as he wills. He said, I'll give you all the scripture. I'm just listening to the Holy Ghost this morning, if that's all right. I've got all the scriptures and everything, but I tell you, I've had a heavy heart. And I from one end to the other, and it's like my mind's going everywhere. But you know, the word says we have the mind of Christ. You know, the Lord gave us apostles and missionaries and our pastors, teachers, and on down for the perfecting of the saints, for the working of the ministry. That's what it's all about. It's all about that I'm being raised up and learning and growing under the pastors that, whatever pastor that God has put me under, I need to be woman enough to get under that pastor, whichever pastor that God has led me to be under, and put my hand to that plow and not look back, but I'm going with the vision of the house. Everybody is different. There are some, you know, he says, there's some in the body that such beautiful members, but the ones that are least, he said, they have more honor. What does that mean? Well, not everybody is going to be called to be a big missionary all over the world. Not everybody, you know, he gives gifts to men as he wills. And just like Jensen Franklin, I heard him say this morning, you know, if you say, I feel like I'm called to sing, I was telling Jamie that, and you can't sing, that ain't your calling. And I'm here to tell you, we know that's not my calling. You know, but whatever is your gift, and believe me, you have one. He gave gifts to men, every man. There's not a one of us that doesn't have gifts from God. He made you especially. He says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are beautifully and wonderfully made. Everything about you, he does not make junk. All that he makes is beautiful in his eyes. And you are important in the family of God. Every one of us. And he has a work for us to do. But the devil jumps in there and he wants to put contention and strife and all that stuff and rebellion and all kind of stuff. And we know the word says rebellion is as witchcraft. Oh, my Lord, deliver me from that spirit of rebellion. Because you're not going to be able to serve God and the devil at the same time. It won't work. You're going to serve one or the other. And you know, every day of my life, I have to make a decision. And am I going to walk in the Spirit of the Lord today, or am I going to listen to the devil's voice? Am I going to listen to his voice and walk in his love, or am I going to get my feelings hurt and all puffy and this and that and walk in strife and backbiting and all this stuff? Or it's a choice every day of our life, every day of my life. Have I always listened to the Holy Spirit and walked in love as I'm supposed to do, as he has for me? No, I have not. I was telling Jamie a couple of weeks ago, I was tired, been working at my mom's from the Tuesday to the Saturday, and my little sister, she's so precious, she said something, and I snapped at her like that. I mean, I just snapped at her, and it just poured out of me. And the word says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And I tell you, the minute I snapped at her, the Holy Spirit said, you're wrong. And I mean, I started asking her to forgive me. And all afternoon, I just kept saying, oh, Lord, forgive me. And kept asking my sister, forgive me, you know. Well, I certainly wasn't listening to the Holy Spirit. We're human. And we have this great treasure in us, in our church body, but it's in earthen vessels. Are we going to make mistakes? Of course we are. There's only one perfect, and His name is Jesus. But the one thing, when He died on that cross, when He hung on that cross, the curses that was against you and I, the ordinances that was against you and I, was nailed to that cross. And He says, when you come into Him, when you ask Him as your Savior, that shed blood, and it's interesting, and it's wonderful, that not only the crown of thorns, that the blood ran down His head, but His hands were pierced. The hand of the Lord was pierced for you and I. He shed His precious blood. And whatever comes against you and I, whatever comes against this church, the hand of the Lord has already shed the blood. He is paving the way. He is making the way. And make no mistake, the devil doesn't want to see this. Our church is a little over a year old. God called it forth, and I didn't come here at first. But many, probably 6 months before I ever came to this church, the Lord had been pulling me away from my other church, and I couldn't understand it. And I'd tell my friend Ruby that I go to the prison with, Ruby, I feel like I'm not connected to this body anymore. I don't know what's wrong. What, you know, where am I at? What, you know, God was dealing with me, trying to help me get, you know, remove myself from where I was to put me somewhere else. And when He puts us somewhere, you know He put you there, and you ain't moving until He, you know, unless He tells you. He has to really shake me to get me to listen sometime, because I know if He puts me somewhere where I was in my church home, He put me there, and I wasn't moving. Even though I would want to go, I wasn't moving. But finally, the Lord helped me to understand, I'm moving you. You know, it's okay. Sometimes if we're hard-headed, He keeps working on us. He's not going to give up on us. And finally, He got me here. I finally, you know, understood. We all have a church home. But when we're in that church home, there's many members in this one body. And there's only one head. And I studied all the scriptures in 1 Thessalonians 5:8 through 23 and Ephesians, Colossians. I mean, all this, and it's talking about, I mean, just get in there and read. You know, there's one head, there's the hands, the every part of the body. And if I say to the head, I don't want to be part of you. Well, am I not part of the body? The body's not going to work without the hands working. It's not going to work without the total everything moving and working together. And that's the importance of the unity, of being in unity and not putting up with strife in the house of God. Because the devil wants to put the strife and all this other junk so that the Holy Ghost is quenched. And when the Holy Ghost is quenched, there's not the flow freeing movement that God wants to do. But we are determined, and we're going to determine in ourselves that we are not walking in strife in this body, but we are walking in unity. We are walking in love. Jesus said, they'll know you're my disciples by your love one for another. And you know, you can't, when you have the love of Jesus in you, you can't help but love your sisters and brothers. I can see somebody not for 10, 15, 20 years, and when my brother and sister in the Lord, and that love, when you see them, it just flows out of you to them. We can go to complete strangers, and the Holy Spirit in me recognizes the Holy Spirit in you, and you just can't help but love each other. and care for each other. So whatever's coming against you individually and us as a church, it's God's mighty hand that is guiding this church. Our pastors are only being obedient to what he called them to do. The praise and worship leaders only doing being obedient of what God called her to do. We're only being obedient of what God called us to do. What is in your heart? Listen, he wants to use every one of us. Every one of us. There's a place for you and a work for you to do. Because it's all about people that need Jesus. It's all about the hurting. It's all about the despondent that needs hope in their life. And you know, the Word of God says, hope makes not ashamed, for the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. We are children of hope this morning. And we have hope in us. You know, Apostle Paul, when they had that crippled man there, he's just going down in the city and the crippled man's crying out, you know, he just looked at the man. He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. It was nothing in his earthly part of him. It was the spiritual part of him. And you and I live in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Jesus prayed before the Father took him back up to heaven, and he said, Father, I pray for all of those you've given me. I don't pray that you take them out of the world, but I pray that you keep them from the world, that you protect them from the world. You know, there's a mean, dying world out here that wants to discredit the house of God every which way he can. You know, the Word says that Jesus, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. They tried to discredit Jesus and kill him from the time that he dwelt from the time he was born. And you know, when he gave up, when his life was taken, it wasn't taken from him. He gave his life for me. And you know, the Bible says it's the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. When I think of his goodness and oh my goodness. And you know, the Bible says that when we're in him, the old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And if there's somebody in here this morning that he's hitting you over the head with all that stuff yuck back there, because I know he's done me that many a time. But the Word says it's when I come in him, when I'm in Jesus and he forgives me, all of that stuff from my past is wiped away. It is gone. But the devil comes around and he'll show you every sin you ever did and where you were and what you did. You know what I'm talking about. He's the accuser of the brethren. That's what he does. But the Bible says, I have the mind of Christ. If God be for us, who can be against us? In this, there is a work here. The hand of the Lord is going to do that work. And either I'm going to get in that behind that wagon and follow it and push it, or whatever God has for me to do, or go my way. We have to be in unity. And when we are, with men things are impossible, but with God nothing is impossible. And there, that, you know, it's not about me, not about you, but it's about the hurting. And God wants to so use every one of us. And whatever, you know, whether it's maybe God gave you a gift to visit people in the hospital. Maybe he gave you the gift of just wanting to pray, and that is a gift and a privilege to be able to pray for people. Or whatever it is, whether it's mopping the floors or cleaning the bathroom, whatever. There is not one thing in the body of Christ greater than another. If I do the least little thing in the house of the Lord, he's pleased with it. The word tells me to stay in my calling. Whatever it is that he called me to do or put in my heart to do, stay in that calling. And one thing, there's a lot I don't know, but one thing I do know is that God called me to be a helper. That's what he called me to be. And when I'm in that, and when I'm in that mindset that I'm going to help our pastor whatever way I can, whatever they want me to do in this body that God put me in, as long as I stay in that, and I don't get above myself, but I humble myself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt me in due time, and he will. He says, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought. And the word says, if any man think he stand, take heed lest he fall. What does that mean? Listen, I can get a big head. If God does allow me to do something, it's so easy for me to get a head this big. You know, and a haughty spirit goes before a fall. We don't want any haughty spirits in here. Because there's important things. There's life. And the Bible says there is life and death in the power of the tongue. So I have to watch my tongue. I have to watch my mouth. To not tear someone down with this tongue. And I got that in here too. I'm not going to get all the scriptures. If you want them, I'll share them with you later. This has been a rough week for me. My heart was broken. I didn't know quite what, you know. When I see someone that I love go through something, it's hard on this old granny. When I see my pastors go through something, it's hard on me. It hurts my heart. You know, we're a body. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. And when we look at each other, and I look at you, I am seeing the body of Christ. When you look at me, you're seeing a part of the body of Christ. And so we have to walk, though the many members, whatever it is that God puts on my heart to do, be willing to do it. I just know, I always know if I stay in that calling of being a helper, the most anointed as I'm doing something is when I'm got that mindset, Lord, I want to help in whatever way. Because I know that's what God spoke to me years ago for me, that I'm a helper. I went to a little church, Brother David LaGrange, and Gil Irwin was the over the children's church, a little bitty church in Beaumont, and I learned a lot of things from under him. And Gail was over the children's church, and Brother David had a missionary, that was his heart. He'd go out there and he'd get us out there, and he'd go out there and go to the poorest of places, pulling those children out, bringing those children to church, and he'd have a vacation Bible school for all these poor people all over Beaumont. Go in those places, and if their parents would let them come, we had to go pick them all up and all of that. And Gail needed help. She needed help in the children's church because it was growing. Those little children, they wanted to hear about Jesus. And the only way they were going to hear about Jesus is to get them there to hear. And so the Lord spoke to me one day. As I was praying, he said, I've called you to be a helper. I've called you to help her. So I just went to Gail and I said, Gail, the Lord spoke to me that I'm a helper. Do you need any help? And boy, she needed help. And you know, as I am, believe me, it takes the hand of God for me to be able to come up with material. And all a little old church, that there was no money to buy children's all the stuff that you need. I'd have to go out there. I'd have to pray and I'd have to fast and seek God. Give me ideas, Lord, because some people are just good with creating and all that. I had to go before God and just pray and pray and pray. And I tell you what, here come the revelation, here come the thought. And I'd go in those classes and it would be a glorious time in that class. The children would be blessed. God provided the whatever it was just from being a helper. So if God's called you to be a helper today in whatever it is, be willing to do it. And he'll just bless your socks off. Because in this body, Love and Truth Ministry, we are receiving everything that his mighty hand has called this church and our families to be. If you want prayer for loved ones today, if you want prayer for yourself, if that devil's been lying to you, you filthy thing, just look where you came from. Look all what you did. There is no hope. Oh, there is hope for you. The nail-scarred hands of Jesus Christ hung on that cross for you and me. There is therefore no condemnation to them that are in Jesus Christ today. You are a child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and his royal blood flows through your veins, and you are somebody. You are beautiful in his sight. Well, I sure don't see myself as beautiful, but God says I am. And he doesn't make junk. You are worth something today. And you are worth something in the body of Christ. He wants to use every one of us. There is something he's called you to do. And if there's something that's been in your heart that you haven't moved in yet, come on up here. We're going to lay hands on you and believe with you, because it's not my hands. It's his hands working and flowing through us. We need to get that in our mindset that we are in his kingdom. We are walking in heavenly places in him. And just like Apostle Paul said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he rose up and walked. It wasn't Paul's hands that healed him. It was the hand of Almighty God. But those gifts, they are flowing. And we need to get that in our mindset. We need to be wanting and hoping to see miracles, because we serve a God of miracles. It is his hand. And he's wanting to heal people, deliver people, set people free, all in this city. Well, we have to remember and recognize that we walk in those heavenly places. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And that devil has tried to pull down the strongholds of this city, of our church. But he's a liar, and he's defeated. Because it's the hand of God that not only fights our battles for us, but that same hand that protects us comes against the enemies in our life. The same hand that brought the children of Israel out of Egypt from the bondage was the same hand of God that came against their enemies and killed all the enemies that came against them. The same hand of God. So I want to leave y'all with that today. If there's anything in your life that you need prayer for or agreement prayer for, come on up here and I'll be in agreement prayer with you, because God wants you to know that you are somebody this morning. You are special to him. And every little tiny thing about you and in your life is important to him. Everything. So if anybody wants agreement prayer, you can come on up. Father God, we just thank you and we worship you this morning. I thank you that your Holy Spirit is here to touch your people, to encourage your people, to strengthen your people today. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, to bind us together. Bind our hearts together, Lord. because we are truly one body. Even though we're all of these members, we are your bride. You're coming back soon, Jesus. Soon and very soon. Help us to not be children that are sleeping, but that are sober and awake, walking in your light. And we thank you that our families are blessed going in and blessed going out. Our very lives, the footsteps of the righteous, are ordered by the Lord. If there's anyone here that needs a recommitment in their heart to the Lord, you don't have to come up, but you know what? You can just tell the Lord right now, Lord, I messed up yesterday or whatever. I just confess it to you. You know, it's written in the Word that if I say I don't have sin, I'm calling God a liar. But if I'll confess my sins to Him, He is faithful and just to forgive me of my sins and iniquities and remember them no more. How many times, Lord, have I have to ask you to forgive me of something I've said or something I did or just coming from the wrong spirit, Lord? I thank you, Lord, that you are here. When we confess our sins to you, you just put it in the sea of forgiveness. It's covered under your blood. And so we go knowing, Father, all of that old yuck in our life, it's covered in the blood. And I am a royal priest this morning with your royal blood flowing through our veins. And we give you all the praise and honor and glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus.